Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a story called Huge Harold. This story was written and illustrated by a man named Bill Peet. And my friends, you gotta grab these books. They are so incredible. The artwork by Mr. Peet is just lovely. And you may know, if you look at his artwork, you may recognize some of his artwork because he used to work for Walt Disney on movies like Fantasia and 101 Dalmatians and Peter Pan. Now you can definitely see some of that artwork here in his stories. And I am so excited to read this story to you. Plus, the stories are just so sweet. So I will put the link for this on my Amazon Affiliates page, and you can go and grab it and follow along. Don't miss out. Huge Harold is read today by Mommy and...
Supreme Leader Snoke.
You have bad guy vibes. Did you know that?
Ooh. Now, come closer.
I don't know if I trust you. Why don't we read this story and I'll think about it. When Harold the rabbit was tiny and small, his feet started growing. And that's about all.
Oh, gracious.
His mother exclaimed in surprise.
They're 2 times too big for a rabbit your size.
That's a sign, said his father. He'll grow to great height.
And father's prediction turned out to be right. For Harold began to get bigger each day. He grew all around and in every which way.
Please, cried his mother, stop growing right now. Please, Harold, you're nearly as big as a cow.
Ugh, what a big problem, his poor father cried. There's no place around here where Harold can hide.
He can't hide in bushes or in hollow logs. He'll soon be discovered by hunters and dogs.
That's right,
his poor mother wailed in despair.
He'll have to go live in the deep woods somewhere.
So with tears in their eyes, the first thing the next day, they watched as Huge Harold, their son, hopped away. He galloped along with his big rabbit feet off through a meadow of waving gold wheat. He crossed a green pasture without being seen. Then he followed a creek bed along a ravine. He hopped through a cornfield along a rail fence and came to a woods that was gloomy and dense.
I must say, said Harold, it doesn't look cheery. It looks very spooky and creepy and eerie. I suppose,
he continued,
there's nothing to fear, for it doesn't seem likely that anyone's here.
As he hopped down a path through the twisty old trees, there wasn't a sound but a whisper of breeze. Then he heard a faint rustle, a twig snapping sound. Then he stopped in his tracks and looked quickly around. He saw foxes and weasels with black eyes and beady, and a tree full of owls with eyes fierce and greedy. Did you know that owls and foxes and weasels will all eat rabbits? But Harold's way too big for them. Let's see what happens.
No, said one owl. If we play it just right, we'll all have a big rabbit banquet tonight.
I'm sorry, said Harold, to say I can't stay.
And in one frantic leap, he was off and away. He raced through the bushes at such a fast pace that the weasels and foxes soon gave up the chase, but Harold kept running, so great was his fright, till the spooky old forest was miles out of sight.
I'm tired, said Harold. I'm through for the day.
And he flopped down to rest on a big stack of hay, but his nap was cut short by a bossy old cow who said,
Get off of our breakfast. And get out right now.
And stay out of my pen, and don't eat in my trough, said a grimy old pig. Now you better be off.
Of course, there was nothing Harold could say, so he left the cow pasture and went on his way. As he rambled along, a sweet scent crossed the breeze, the fresh green aroma of lettuce and peas. A scarecrow stood by with his arms in the air as if he might say, "Help yourself, I don't care." But Harold had no more than started his feast when he heard someone shouting,
"Now stop it, you beast!"
A farmer had come running across a barn lot. He took aim with his rifle and fired a shot. Harold had never been shot at before, and he raced on in panic for 5 miles or more. Then he stopped at a creek and sat down on a rock, and he tried to relax and get over the shock. "A big rabbit like me isn't safe anywhere," he said, with a long, weary sigh of despair. As he sat staring helplessly down at his toes, a raindrop surprisingly plopped on his nose. Wind whipped through the cattails and stirred up the creek. Lightning shot through the sky in a long, jagged streak. "It's a storm," said poor Harold. "I'd better find shelter." And away to a hilltop he ran, helter-skelter. He discovered a house, a deserted old place, with dark, ghostly windows like eyes on its face. He approached the old mansion with feelings of doubt. Which would be safer now, inside or out? His decision was made by a great thunder clash, and Harold was through the front door in a flash. He soon scrambled under a stairway to hide, and there he remained while the storm raged outside. Thunder shook the old house until its dry timbers creaked. Lightning flashed in the windows. The wind howled and shrieked. Through the whole afternoon, the storm raged on and on, but it finally ran out of breath and was gone. Then Harold crawled out and began to explore. He crept up the stairs to the very top floor, which was stacked to the rafters with all sorts of things, including a bed with a mattress and springs. He tried out the bed and found it too small. "But it's better," he reasoned, "than no bed at all." And in the picture we can see that he is in the bed, but his feet hang off of it by quite a bit. That doesn't work at all. He awoke the next day to the squeak of a door and the sound of some footsteps below on the floor, so he tiptoed downstairs to see what made the noise and came face to face with 2 terrified boys.
"It's a ghost! It's a ghost!"
They both screamed as they fled, but one of them stopped.
"It's a rabbit,"
he said.
"Yes, that's the big rabbit that Oliver Hatch shot at and missed in his vegetable patch."
And away they both ran just as fast as they could to tell everyone in the whole neighborhood. The farmers stopped plowing and started right out to hunt the big rabbit they'd all heard about. But when they reached the old mansion, no rabbit was there. He was racing far off through the country somewhere, but the hunters kept snooping and picked up the trail, and they started the hunt for the big cottontail. Do you know what a big cottontail is? A cottontail is what they call a rabbit because the back of their tails look like big balls of cotton. Okay. Huge Harold was now in a worse spot than ever. To out with the hunters, he'd have to be clever. He ran down ravines and ran up low bridges and waded down creeks and hid under bridges and ran on for many and many a mile. He ran on for many and many a mile, then finally decided to rest for a while. He spotted a hideout, and with a big hop, he came plopping down in a leafy tree top. This fooled the hunters and also their dogs, who sniffed around the tree trunk and peeked into logs, but they never once thought to look up in the tree. It wasn't a place where a rabbit should be.
So at last they gave up and they all went away and promised to start again early next day. The great hunt continued for week after week, like a countryside contest of hide and go seek. It went on and on through the month of September and into October and all through November, and December arrived with the first heavy snow, and the temperature dropped to 14 below. That's in Fahrenheit numbers, by the way. That's very cold. Harold shivered and shook from his frostbitten nose all the way down to his half-frozen toes. "I'm done for," he said. I'm through altogether if I don't get out of this terrible weather." But just then something red caught his eye. A big friendly barn on a hilltop nearby. He headed straight for it, and in one big hop, he landed through the window way up in the top. And then as he lay in a big bed of hay, "This is the end. I'm through running away." Harold was spotted by Orville B. Croft, who heard someone snoring way up in his loft. "Well, now," he said, "doggone and dagnabbit, that's what I call a whopping big rabbit." And then all at once he heard someone shout, and he opened a window and poked his head out.
"What's all the commotion and hullabaloo? I'd just like to know what you think you're up to." "We're hunting a rabbit," the hunters replied, "and we'll look through your barn if you'll let us inside." "He's in here," said Orville, "and here's where he'll stay, and you're not coming in, so be off on your way."
The hunters all grumbled and kicked up the snow, but at last they gave up and decided to go. Orville B. Croft was both gentle and kind, and still Harold feared what he might have in mind. He was given fresh water and always well fed, along with the horses, both Buster and Ted.
"I know," thought Harold, "just what he's up to. He's fattening me up for a big rabbit stew."
But when winter was over and spring came along, Harold discovered that he had been wrong. One day he was brushed with the greatest of care to get all the foxtails and burrs from his hair. In the picture, we can see what's going on here, friends. I know what this old farmer is going to do with this rabbit. He was hitched to a buggy with harness and reins, then went trotting off down the back country lanes.
"Now, this is more like it," Huge Harold said. "I'm treated as well as a fine thoroughbred."
At the end of the summer, he went to the fair and created a lot of excitement while there. The question came up as to whether or not a rabbit could enter the championship trot. They looked up the rules, but they couldn't find one that said it's not fair for a rabbit to run. So he ran in a race and won, going away, and became a champion trotter that day. I would never have imagined a horse race being run by a rabbit and the rabbit winning. But they do run fast, don't they? That makes sense, I guess. Especially if your rabbit is the size of a horse. The crowd loved Huge Harold and brought him all treats such as lettuce and celery and spinach and beets, and it was all too good to be true, like a wonderful dream. Why, they even brought Harold some carrot ice cream. But all the success didn't go to his head. He remained very modest and humble instead. For rabbits, you see, aren't affected by fame. No matter what happens, they're always the same. And that, my friends, is the tale of Huge Harold. And it is now the end.
Now come closer.
I don't know about this.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.